Yeah, I had to get the cable for this radio through them. This is the only way to go. But in the future, well, since I got the software, I'll probably use the ADMS since it's there. But it's nice to have it. I like the software that does everything. That's kind of one of the things I like about CERT. It'd be nice if they could do suggestions or RT with their ADMS, incorporate, make the trip a little cleaner. But I like it. They definitely need to update the instructions for the type of radios. Instructions for CERT, because this radio is way wrong. They told me to plug your cable into the data port. That don't work with this radio. You gotta go through the audio port, and you have to press certain buttons. I couldn't find my cable for my bail thing. I had to buy a new one. It cost me more this time than it apparently did last time. And the cable works, which is good. I bought the exact same cable I bought last time. And it has to have that FTDI chip in it. I bought a cable cheaper, $10 in Orange, and it's supposedly driver free and have that, but it didn't work. So I had to send that back. I went through my purchase history and found one I did buy a long time ago. And I used that to purchase it again. So, now it works. I don't know what happened. My bail thing, the power settings for the channel saved were all screwed up. I turned it on, and every time I wanted to key up or something, it was on low power. And the only way to fix it was to use the software. Mostly because I don't remember how to do it without it. So, how have you been? Have you fired up your HF radio lately?